Got Pat Doyle from the Peter McVerry Trust on the line. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you? We're going to talk about the homeless situation in Dublin because Father McVerry has spoken about out recently about his frustration of having to turn people away from the shelters at a time when the city in particular has a glut of empty properties, and also the fact that there's no doubt the homeless figures have increased significantly in the last 12 months, and unquote. Will you talk to me about this, Pat?
I will indeed. Well, obviously, Peter is a fantastic individual who spent his life, standing up for the most marginalised and advocating particularly for those who are homeless and out of prison. So, yes, he's right. Also, the Trust, the Peter McVerry Trust, who I'm the CEO of, we have seen our own numbers rise from last year from just under 1,000 people that we supported to 1,365 people in 2011. So the numbers have gone up there by a third for us. I think it's widely accepted now that, the numbers in homeless people start to rise over 2011. And we had a bit of a peak there last July where, for the first time in a long time, we've been handing out a lot of sleeping bags. A lot has been done to respond to that since, that some new shelters have opened. The local authority, Dublin City Council, asked the Trust, for example, to open a new hostel in September, and we opened a 29-bed hostel. It's been full every night since, so the numbers are definitely there. And yet it's hugely frustrating when people have to be turned away. I think last week, on one of the nights last week, 8 sleeping bags were giving out. But that wasn't just in one night. That was over all of last week, actually. I think about 8 sleeping bags were given out. But we're doing our best. We've opened a new unit. Dublin City Council themselves and the Homeless Agency have opened another unit. And I think they had 78 in that unit last week. So the numbers are up there. It's a sign of the economy. It's a sign of the fact that there's been changes in social welfare. This whole argument that the former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern used to have around a rising tide lifts all boats, it clearly doesn't.
Yeah.
And the most vulnerable are slipping even further behind in this recession.
Yeah, Pat, can I just ask you, in the sense that you give out 8 sleeping bags, does that mean those 8 people have to sleep rough? There aren't places for them in hostels. Is that right?
When we've been tracking centrally in the Homeless Agency with the support of all the voluntary organisations, we've been tracking the amount of sleeping bags that have been given out. So there are about 4 organisations in Dublin at the moment. Trust, the Peter McVerry Trust is one of them.
Yeah.
Where if you can't get a bed, you're sent to this location to be given out a sleeping bag.
And that means you had to sleep rough, is that it?
Well, that means, that means we didn't have beds for those individuals, or else those individuals... It may have mean that those individuals turned down a particular bed as well. It might, because maybe it was in a location or it was in a facility where they knew somebody who they didn't want to meet with or whatever like that. But yes, you're right. 8 sleeping bags means that 8 people chose, or 8 people had no choice but to have a sleeping bag rather than a bed. Now, I'm not saying it's either one there, because sometimes there has been a bed in the system, but maybe someone says, I can't go there. I owe somebody money or looking for me, or I don't like that place or whatever, for different reasons. Or maybe I'll have to share a room. And that's another thing that Peter's been talking about a lot lately, We need to get to a place where, where possible, we have enough accommodation for all individuals. Some individuals need a room to themselves.
Yeah, Pat, sorry, can you just clarify this for me? Because I'm probably not picking it up right, but
sure.
Does it mean that the 8 sleeping bags given out are just from the Peter McVerry Trust alone, and that other agencies would also be giving out sleeping bags?
No, well, as I said, there's about 4 organisations in Dublin now, through Dublin City Council and the Homeless Agency, where it's a coordinated response that if you ring in looking for a bed on the free phone and say there's no beds available, then you're invited to go to one of these locations to pick up a sleeping bag.
Okay.
And there were 8 of them last week. But some of them, as I said, there may in fact have been a bed, but when they were offered a place on the free phone, they said, no, go to that hostel. And then the only option then is a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Now, a sleeping bag is not a good thing. It's a sign of failure. It's a sign that we need to do more. It's kind of a stigma. But 8 is not good enough. Having said that, it's down from the high 20s earlier, late last year and earlier last summer. We were giving out 20, 28 sleeping bags on the night. So we're beginning to impact it and get it down now. But we need to do more. And you know, I'm a member of the homeless, the Dublin City, the Dublin Homeless Forum as well, and we were looking at our plan for this year, and part of that plan was to lobby more around, we should have an elimination of the sleeping bags. You know, there should be, we need to get to a situation where we've enough beds for everyone.
Yep.
You know, so we're heading the right direction, but we're clearly not there yet.
Okay, Pat, can you just talk to me, please, briefly, about the increase in the number of non-Irish nationals who are sleeping rough, according to Father McVerry, they are.
Yeah, we have noticed that there are more non-nationals now sleeping rough, and part of that is a sign again of the recession. We have a lot of Eastern European citizens who came to Ireland for better work, better prospects, and to earn a decent wage and send it back home to families. It's no different to what the Irish did in England and in America in the 50s. We all know the stories of, whole communities in Mayo and Donegal and Dublin and so on who would have went to England to work in the buildings. Now, a lot of these European citizens, when the recession hit hard on the construction industry. And a high number of those have chosen not to return. So we have a number of people now who are here, they have no work, no resources, no money, no family, and they're presenting now in our hostel situations. They're also presenting on the streets, and they're also presenting in squats. So again, through our work in the homeless agency, or in the homeless network, and together with the homeless agency and Dublin City Council, we're looking at trying to identify some of these and look to see if there are pathways for them to return home if they want to return home, and if they don't want to return home, see, can we get them into some type of schemes here so that they're not having to sleep rough. But they are a new element of our homeless population now,
Yeah.
And I suppose it's natural. An awful lot of those people that make up hostels in England, older men particularly that are in, that have lived a whole life in England now, they were people who went over in their 20s and 30s, to earn a mm-hmm. better wage. Mm-hmm. When times got bad over there, then they ended up in homeless shelters.
Yeah.
So we need to be, we need to respond positively now to our Eastern European colleagues, because they done that to us in the UK. The UK and America were good to us, so we need to do likewise.
Okay, Pat, can I just quote to you from the PR sheet that that I've been given from Father McVerry again, and he says, in the 22 years since we opened our first hostel, I don't think I've ever experienced such hopelessness about the homeless situation, he revealed. What's that saying about our society? I mean, given the fact that we're in such a deep recession, this situation is not going to improve in the short term, is it really?
No, and I suppose the disappointment here is that we had the good years, and we built the motorways to Cork and Belfast, and we did all of that in the good years, but we didn't sufficiently get a handle on the homeless situation. So when the recession kicked in, one of the signs of the recession is that those on the margins end up suffering more, and the numbers in homelessness went up. We weren't well equipped to deal with that. That's part of the despair for Peter and myself and others in the sector, is that if we couldn't do it in the good days, and we were talking about the Bertie Bowl, and we were talking about football stadiums and motorways, then now we have huge numbers now, that need assistance in all sorts of areas. The hospitals are experiencing difficulties, casualties experiencing difficulties, like Tala Hospital, you heard that yourself there a couple of weeks ago, closing wards. We're now competing with a whole load of needs now. They're cutting back in every area. And homelessness now, which, is a real sign of the recession, there isn't the same level of resources there, and there won't be the extra resources to go into it, because there isn't the extra resources anywhere with the Troika. We need to work our way out of the recession. And I suppose the big lesson for us is that for us as providers, for us as organisations like Peter McVerry Trust and so on, is that when the good times come again, and hopefully they will, we need to double our efforts on the campaigning, because it's in the good times that we ultimately should be trying to eliminate homelessness, so that if and when we are in a downturn again, we'll be better equipped. Because clearly, we weren't, ready enough for this recession in relation to homelessness. And I suspect as well that you know, even when the country begins to come up again, it'll take a lot longer for the homelessness numbers to go down. You know, they're the first to be hit and the last to be,
thought of,
situation. You know,
yeah,
so it's complex, and unfortunately now we're competing with every sector now that's been hit, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Right, Pat?
So, you know, I mean, you know, finally, just to say that Peter, he does despair, but equally he's fantastic. He keeps going, and we're blessed to still have him. We're blessed to have him in this country as well. His name came up in relation to the Senate, his name came up in relation to the presidency, and the reason for that is that he's an outstanding individual, and his work for homelessness, we hope to continue it for a long time to come.
Okay, I couldn't agree more with you, Pat. Long may the work of the Peter McVerry Trust, and the best of luck with it.
Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for taking the call. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.